It's Thursday, August 20th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christians in the Middle East continue to face persecution, but Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi is now calling for the return of Christians to the country after the defeat of the Islamic State. In Iran, Pastor Victor Bet-Temraz and his wife Shamaram Issavi fled the country last week after losing an appeal of their prison sentences. In Turkey, the government is forcing dozens of foreign Christians to leave or banning their return to the country in a crackdown on the Protestant community. Last week, President Donald Trump said he hoped the landmark diplomatic agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates would help persecuted Christians in the Middle East.
Christians have been persecuted by some countries in particular in the Middle East. And I think this is a big start. It's going to be a very strong start, very powerful start. If you look at the way Christians have been treated in some countries, it's beyond disgraceful.
In 2019, Bible societies distributed a record 40 million complete Bibles around the world, along with 15 million New Testaments and 315 million scripture items, according to the Global Scripture Distribution Report. A quarter of the distributed Bibles last year were digital, mostly downloaded in Asia, Central and South America, Europe, and the Middle East. Romans 10, verse 17 says, "So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Chinese hospitals carried out forced abortions in late-stage pregnancies and even killed newborn babies in an attempt to eradicate the Uyghur Muslim ethnic minority in the country, reports Radio Free Asia. The U.S. State Department again denounced Communist China's government, with department spokesperson Morgan Ortagas telling Fox News on Tuesday, quote, "We are extremely concerned by reports of forced abortions and sterilization in Xinjiang. These reports are consistent with an overwhelming and growing body of information that exposes the Chinese Communist Party's campaign of brutal repression," end quote. Multiple churches are fighting California's COVID-19 regulations that shut down church services. Pastor John MacArthur and Grace Community Church are now suing the state of California, Governor Gavin Newsom, and Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti over the regulations. You can help support Grace Church by contacting officials through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Harvest Rock Church is in court over the regulations and recently received a letter from their city prosecutor's office threatening daily criminal charges for holding church services. And religious schools are also suing Governor Newsom over his recent school closure order in response to the coronavirus. Meanwhile, California is suffering a record heat wave and wildfires. Temperatures rose to 130 degrees Fahrenheit in the state's Death Valley, the highest temperature on record in the U.S. in over 100 years. And thousands of lightning strikes have ignited hundreds of wildfires across the state, consuming over 45,000 acres and forcing thousands of people to evacuate. Psalm 135, verses 6 and 7 says, "Whatever the Lord pleases, He does, in heaven and in earth. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain. He brings the wind out of His treasuries." Former Vice President Joe Biden officially received the Democratic presidential nomination during the second night of the Democratic National Convention on Tuesday.
Thank you to all our delegations. I'm pleased to announce that Vice President Joe Biden has officially been nominated by the Democratic Party as our candidate for President of the United States. Vice President Biden is hereby invited to deliver an acceptance speech.
Well, thank you very, very much. From the bottom of my heart, thank you all. It means the world to me and my family, and I'll see you on Thursday. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
A recent Fox News poll found that 28% of white evangelicals plan on voting for Biden. However, a Pew Research poll shows that 83% of white evangelicals support President Donald Trump. Both Trump and Biden are campaigning for Christian votes, but Biden's platform supports abortion and sexually perverted lifestyles. As states close schools during the coronavirus pandemic, many parents are considering homeschooling. The Homeschool Legal Defense Association is growing at 300% of its pre-coronavirus growth rate, increasing from 80,000 to 100,000 families during the pandemic. Interest in homeschooling is on the rise outside of America as well, including Portugal, Uganda, and South Africa. And finally, in God's providence, a pastor in Beirut, Lebanon, sent 34 church staff home and canceled a Bible class with 240 children on August 4th. That very day, a huge explosion went off a mile from the church, killing over 200 people in downtown Beirut. Pastor Saeed Deeb of Life Center Church told CBN News that he experienced a powerful prompting from the Holy Spirit to shut down operations that day.
Something so intense, as if the Holy Spirit say, go, 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 go. So I was saying, everybody, go, go, go home, go home, go home, pushing them, turn off the computers, forcing them to leave. I felt something is going to happen, something bad is going to happen. We start praying, but we didn't get the breakthrough. I don't know why. I was so rude. I went, everybody, go home, close everything and go home. Just close the center. How come we have commitments, we have meetings, we came long ways, long distances, and now saying go home. Said, I don't know why, but please go home and come on Sunday. It was a Tuesday.
Pastor Deeb said the blast blew out windows and doors to the 4,000 square meter facility and would have surely taken lives if anyone had been there. Psalm 5 verse 12 says, "For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him as with a shield." And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, August 20th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.